Вие сте со SBS на Македонски.
Добар ден и добредојдовте на SBS на Македонски. Моето име е Ирена Трајковска. Денес ќе разговараме со господинот Кен Зулумовски, кој е почесен доктор на медицински науки од Универзитетот на Сиднеј, признание кое го добил за неговиот извореден придонес во австралиското општество. Позади себе Кен има повеќе од две децени успешна кариера во развој и имплементација на програми со кои работи на подобрување на менталното и физичкото здравје на домородниот народ, како и обезбедување на правна и финансиска помош на оние на кои им е најпотребна од истиот. Во 2006 година Кенија оформил непрофитната организација Гама Рада, која се фокусира на семеното насилство, зависностите, спречување на самоубиствата, како и пристапот до правда на домородното население, а во 2010 година ја оформи GUIR или Гама Рада Universal Indigenous Resources, компанија која дава услуги на правни лица од приватниот, јавниот и владиниот сектор, кои сакаат зголемување на својот капацитет преку професионален и личен напредок. Во 2012 година Кен го водеше првиот форум за абориджинско заздравување во парламентот на Нов Јужен Велс, а беше член и на форумот за домородни лидери на Комисијата за ментално здравје во Нов Јужен Велс. Во екот на неделата разговаравме со господинот Зулумовски за тоа како се започна, како се разви и што се сака да постигне со своите организации и активности во истите.
Mr. Zulumovski, hello. Thank you for your time to talk to the SBS Macedonian. This year's NAIDOC theme is always was, always will be, and it's all about seeing, hearing and learning about the First Nations history, culture and achievements. But can we start from the start of your personal story? Who is Ken Zulumovski and why is he so passionate about helping his indigenous community?
Irina, good afternoon. Yama, which means hello in the local Gadigal language, and kakosi to all the Macedonian listeners. It's absolute honour to be here on your program. Thank you for the invitation. You've thrown me a big question to begin with. Who am I and why am I passionate about my work? My name's Ken Zulumovski. I'm a descendant of the Cubby Cubby Nation of Southeast Queensland through my mother, Auntie Sandra Johnson, and grandmother, Auntie Hazel Johnson. I'm managing director of Gama Rada Universal Indigenous Resources, which is a consultancy that exists to build organizational capacity and program delivery, therapeutic services, specialized and tailored services across the private, government, and individual sectors. I'm also managing director of the not-for-profit Gama Rada Indigenous Healing and Life Training, which is a registered charity that's been set up to assist with the relief of poverty and distress at First Nations people, and it specifically targets suicide prevention, family dislocation, family violence, and culturally safe programs for the education, health, and justice spaces as well. The question: Why am I passionate about my work? I'm one of six sons, and I was born on a Wabakal country in Newcastle. Now live on the Gadigal land in Sydney. And for the last 16 years or so, I've had a pretty incredible career in Aboriginal affairs, mainly Aboriginal health, and established some very, very successful programs and received quite a few awards, Premier's Excellence Award. So at this point, I've amounted a fairly successful career and have been able to influence a lot of people and hopefully touch and improve the lives of a lot of people in community. But if you were to go back to when I was age 16 or 15, my resume would have read something like this: age 15, high school dropout, changed primary schools six times, high schools in four times before dropping out of school. I had problems with substance abuse. I'd been before the juvenile courts twice, and I was in a housing commission. I was welfare dependent, and I was living as the eldest son, supporting a struggling mother to look after three younger siblings. And during that first 15 years of life, you know, I experienced a lot of family violence, contact with the criminal justice system, you know, family dislocation and poverty, and you know, a huge impact on my mental health. I was probably undiagnosed with depression and anxiety at that stage as well. And my trajectory wasn't looking all that flash. So, that resume is quite contrast to the one that most people know about these days.
At the age of 17, you enlisted into the Australian Army Reserve, and 3 out of the 8 years you were there, you spent in the recruitment unit implementing the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Defence Career Development Strategy. Was that actually the start of your career path?
That's a good question, Irina. I think professionally, it probably was the beginning of my career. You know, I must say that according to our culture and our protocols, you know, we're born into certain responsibilities. We have certain cultural responsibilities and values around reciprocity, giving back to community, caring for your kinship structure, your community, your relatives and your close community. So the obligation is always there to be community orientated and to have a sense of duty to do what's right for your community and try to be the best you can be. But certainly professionally, I think, yeah, my time in the 7th Field Regiment and my time with the Australian Defence Force Recruiting Unit probably had a massive influence on doing things on a bigger scale, more professionally.
So that led, in 2006, the establishment of Gamarada Indigenous Healing and Life Training. Can you tell us what it is that this organization is targeting?
Yeah, the Gamarada Indigenous Healing and Life Training, the not-for-profit. The objects of that company are to, you know, more broadly provide relief from distress and poverty, but more specifically to co-design programs that target things like family violence and family dislocation, that means separation due to perhaps stolen generation or, you know, the government or the welfare removing children or the criminal justice system removing youth and children. It's set up to focus on 3 main things, I guess: reconstruction, restoration, and reconnection for communities.
So in 2010, you founded Gamarada Universal Indigenous Resources. So what are the spheres you influence with this 100% Indigenous-owned private company?
Yeah, Irina, we work to have an influence on the government and the private and not-for-profit sector. We try to help organizations to build their capacity in order to reach community in a more effective way. In Australia, we have more than 55,000 charities. We have an army of workers, and yet, you know, we have close the gap targets that are not improving. We have incarceration rates that are not improving, and in some instances, things are getting worse. You know, we're not being effective with our funding models and with our organizational service models. And it's not through lack of evidence or lack of research, because if you want to know something about any of the complex topics that we have for First Nations Australians today, there are reams and reams of reports and publications and plans and recommendations, and there's tons and tons of it. It's all there. The point is it just doesn't get read and doesn't get implemented. There's lack of accountability within the sector.
So how do you actually help, let's say, a company?
Well, there's some really good examples of innovative and progressive organizations. Just today I've had 2 of them. One of them is Youth Action New South Wales. So they have an influence across all the youth workers. And for our First Nations communities, that's a very important space, because we've got, you know, disproportionate statistics of youth incarceration. In some facilities, it's more than half of the facility are Indigenous people. And in Northern Territory, it's sometimes like 99%. This organization has just taken initiative and has recognized that we could do better in this space, and has been courageous and bold and sought to do a bit of an inventory of their capacities. That might mean their staff, training, their planning and their strategic planning, their interfaces with community. It might be their website, all their promotion material. They've gone, look, have a look at all of this and tell us where we can do better. You know, are our flyers appropriate? Is our website appropriate? Is the language appropriate? Do the pages have too much text? Do we need to put more video? Here's our calendar for the year. What can we do in terms of events, the schedule events? How can we get our staff out in community? How can we build relationships with community? What do we need to know? It could be something really small as just subscribe to the Courier Mail. So you get a newspaper in your service every fortnight that someone can read and have a look at what's going on around the country, around your area, in communities. There's a lot of there's examples of organizations that are progressive and proactive in the space. And unfortunately, there are examples of culturally unsafe practice. An organization decides to make a bold step and implement a reconciliation action plan, but asks an internal staff member or tasks an internal staff member with the job of doing it. As you'd know, a reconciliation action plan is a complex document and it involves planning and consultation and advisory groups, setting targets, accountabilities, and a very thorough understanding of the organization and its capacities. To do that, one would need the ability to be able to lead meetings, to be able to challenge the senior staff and management, to be able to develop that document. And what you see is often organizations will ask their Aboriginal staff person. What we do recommend is just spend, you know, a small amount of money. It would cost you $10,000 and commit to the 100 or so man hours of your, you know, your executive and your leadership team, and get the job done properly, and then, you know, champion the good work.
You've also co-designed the Gamarada's Courage coaching model. Can we please shed a light for our listeners of what makes this model so unique?
Yeah, Rina, the Courage coaching model is a result of, I think, when you take the best of what Western therapeutic science and therapeutic offerings have these days in 2020, and you put them with, you know, the best First Nations wisdom traditions, and you throw in a bit of military leadership to get the job done. It's challenging, it's sometimes traumatic, and it's relentless. So, you know, you need that kind of conviction to the task. You need thick skin, you need resilience, you need commitment, and you need passion. And that's where the cultural values come in. You know, we ask ourselves the question, what do we value and what are we going to do about it? And so we get clear on our values, and then we're able to clarify the actions that are necessary, and we set our goals and we get to work and we don't give up.
You received the honorary award of Doctor of Health Science by the University of Sydney for your outstanding contribution to the Australian society. I'm more than sure that you won't stop here. What are your next plans, and what it is that you'd ideally want to see developing, growing and maintaining in the Indigenous and Australian community?
Well, these are really good questions, Irina. What's my next move?
What it is that you want to actually achieve?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it goes along another question, which is, when will I know that I've done enough?
Is it ever enough?
Look, we have a program that's delivered weekly in Redfern and Glebe. It's called the Gamarada Indigenous Healing and Cultural Leadership Program. And it's been running 14 years. Last night was week 614. And that's a volunteer group that's been delivered for 614 weeks. It's never been funded, and it's a train-the-trainer model. One of the critical success factors of that program is that it's not funded, so it's kind of autonomous on its own. It's delivered from the actions of, you know, people carrying out cultural values and about respect and reciprocity and responsibility. And it's quite remarkable in the fact that it's been so successfully sustained. So to get back to your question about, you know, my next move or what's the next plan for Gamarada Universal Indigenous Resources, we need to effect systemic change so that programs like that are valued. There should be a university that's partnering with that program, conducting research to validate it. It should be not-for-profits that should be like helping it out with resources. There should be a collaboration where people are working to strengthen it and to sustain it, not just on the ground in community, but within the systems, because it's invisible. It's invisible to the research, the data that exists, that university students are studying and psychologists are studying and psychiatrists are studying. It's invisible to that space. And I think the mainstream could learn a lot, but we're not there yet. Well, that's one of our goals, our long-term goals. And the next stage for me, I think, will be in the political space. I think state politics is where you can make a lot of change on the ground. State politics is where, you know, most big projects are initiated from. And if I want to make change in the justice system, in the education system, maybe in the employment space and in the health space, I think I could potentially do more from, you know, a state position in politics. However, there is still a lot of room for growth with my business. And I think you know, I'm going to work towards building that as well, because we do have real potential to get out there in community and to fill some of those gaps that the mainstream, you know, the mainstream services are missing, to work with them in collaboration to complement what's already existing.
Well, Mr. Zulumovsky, ви благодарам много. Thank you so much for the interview, and I wish you all the best with your organizations and activities.
Thanks, Irina. Did you know that Zulüm is a Turkish word. It means to resist authorities. My great-great-great-grandfathers were called that by the Turks from resisting the occupation of the Macedonia.
SBS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите прилози на Facebook.